Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is here. Keita Spock has been a member of our Brain Trust now for 10 years. We're celebrating her 10th anniversary. She's joins us all the way from Ottawa, Canada. She's one of the top experts in the galaxy on happiness. She wrote the book, A Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, also co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and she's been our good friend now for over a decade. Keita Spock, welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Pleased to be here.
10 years, what do you think?
I'm just amazed. I can't get over how fast the time has gone by. It's amazing.
Well, it flies when you're having fun. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, and we've been talking about having fun while doing business, haven't we?
We sure have, and you know, I think about our relationship now after 10 years. We've gotten to know each other even though we've never met. I know about your children, grandchildren. You know about mine and my grandchildren. We've shared some ideas and some laughs and some serious stuff. I have a lot of friends like this in the Brain Trust, and most of them I've never met. You actually can do this, can't you?
You sure can, and it's interesting you should say the word friend because, you know, talking about relationships, and let's go back down to business, you set off to find a prospect, find someone to collaborate with, build a business relationship, and the best thing out of that, Jim, is building or finding out that this person is no longer just a business associate,
right,
but a friend as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think about that intentionally, and that's the point you're making, is you can be intentional about this. I mean, there are some people who are always going to keep you at arm's length, and that's fine. And there's some people you don't necessarily want to hang out with, but after a while you discover that. But I go into any new relationship, business or otherwise, with the belief that, you know, I mean, I'm hopeful. I'm open to the idea that this person could become a friend.
Yes. In fact, there's a bit of a, we've talked about this early this morning, that there's a bit of an adventure to prospecting. There's a little bit of let's see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's got to be some kind of a fit. And if there is a fit, which is what you find out once you've reached out to someone who you're looking to perhaps develop a business relationship with. And if that fit is there, then the massaging takes place. Then the sort of like, let's see what we can do together. And out of that grows, I would think, more than a short-term, long-term project, but also what we talk about, that wonderful friendship.
Well, I have people I haven't done business with in a long time, more than a decade, maybe more than three or four decades, who I still stay in regular contact with. And because I care about them, they were, you know, and that's one of the things that I think small business owners really feel strongly about. You know, I look back on my career, and I think about the people who helped me. They started out helping me just by being my customer. And then they came back, and they continued to be my customer. And that was a big deal to me. And I never forget things like that. I mean, they didn't have to do business with me, and they didn't give me any charity. I earned what I got from them. But still, they did. There were people who took a flyer on me. You know what I mean? They had confidence in me when maybe I didn't quite measure up. And I don't forget things like that.
Yeah, that's the nuggets. Those are the jewels you find within people because you don't see that right away. And it takes time to actually uncover what I call the jewels in a person, whether it's in a business context or in a personal one. And it's so important these days, and one of the reasons talking about our 10-year relationship today, but also understanding that in these current circumstances, it's really important to keep reaching out.
Well, and there's another thing. You know, sometimes there are some people listening who are saying, well, of course, well, duh, of course you're doing this. But you and I both, Keita, you and I both know people who don't think that way. I mean, I know people who do business, and when they you know, when they close the book on a sale, when they deliver the product, when they collect their money, you know, they want to come back and do business again, but they don't do anything. There's no underlying foundation of a relationship to them, and either they don't want it, or they think it's not important, or they think it's not the right thing to do. But I think that's a mistake. Now, of course, it's their decision. But all I know is a lot of the people I just mentioned earlier that I haven't done business with them in a long time, if I needed them right now, if I needed their time for advice, or if I needed them to do me a favor, all I had to do was ask.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing is finding that in between.
Because, I'm sorry, Keita, because it wasn't just about the business. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It's finding that in between. Because the communication link is far more than making a sale. And we both know that. And I guess this is what is so important nowadays. You're not just making the sale. You are literally setting up a foundation to have communication with a human being. And that, again, I'm stressing the fact, is more important than ever. We're all craving contact. So if somebody shows you or me something more than just, hey, I've got a widget to sell you, oh my goodness, that feels so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another word that I use all the time on the show here that I think is very important, and it's gaining more clarity with me as I get older, and that's redemption. If you think you're going to go through a relationship, a long-term relationship with a customer, and never need to be redeemed, you're mistaken. You're going to mess up. Something's going to happen where you're going to need some slack from that person. And if you have an underlying relationship, you've got a lot better chance of being redeemed and not kicked to the curb just because one thing went wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. If you've become a friend to that person, then that's exactly what a friend is. Mm-hmm. A friend can point out a mistake. A friend can tell you, you know, hey, mm-hmm. you're being a bit of a jerk.
Wait a minute, Keita. I didn't say I was a jerk. I just said something wrong. Come on. Hold on to that. Hold on. She's taking some license here, folks. After 10 years, she thinks she can take some license. Keita Spark and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.